mission, which doesn't have a mission anymore, or at least less of a mission than it used to have.
Well, I won't say that. The mission is almost the same as at the beginning. But you're right in saying that the policies to achieve this mission are not the same anymore. So we have to change the way we are acting, we are thinking, and then we are acting in the world just because the world has changed.
What kind of muscle have you got to change the way the exchange rate works, for instance?
We have to tell the truth. We have to be the best in analyzing the situation, to say here we may have a problem, to convince the other people, namely the head of state or head of government, that there may be a problem there, to provide guidelines to solve the question. That's the role of the IMF.
Are we going to see you needling the United States about deficit and debt? Are you going to talk
well,
to Chinese about
the question is that it's a multilateral problem. Everything has to be seen as, you know, what we say in theory of game, a kind of cooperative game. And the role of the IMF and the managing director of the IMF may be to help, at least, the Chinese and the Americans, but not only the Chinese and the Americans, the rest of the world, to try to organize the way that the growth of the Chinese economy will be compatible with the rest of the world.
What are you going to reform? What's the first thing? What are you going to change?
A large part of the world is, I won't say, saying I'm not interested in the IMF anymore, but it looks like that. So we need to rebuild the legitimacy of the institution, and to do so, we need to give more voice and more representation to emerging countries, because the balance of power has changed. Obviously, countries which were a small country on an economic point of view 60 years ago are now a huge country, at least becoming a huge country.
Your predecessor talked about reform, but why do you think you'll succeed when he didn't?
If I wasn't convinced that I'm able to do it, that I'm able to change at least a little, maybe not enough, but at least a little, what's going on, I would have been a candidate.
The IMF, ironically, is running out of money itself.
That's right.
So you're going to have to make cuts.
But why? 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 You have to tell me why.
Well, why? Why?
Why? Because the income of the IMF is coming from its lending and the spread on its lending. We are now in a period where we didn't experience any crisis, any financial crisis for 5 years, which is a very good thing. So the IMF succeeded in avoiding any financial crisis. But at the same time, the IMF doesn't lend much money today, so it doesn't have enough revenue. So we have to change the income model of the system. You know, it's a bit like the Chinese, so-called Chinese doctors, which are paid only when patients are in good health and not paid when they're sick. It's the same thing.